You're crazy. Those words might not hurt you, but to someone with a mental illness or disability, it's a phrase they have to deal with all too often. Artist Patrick Hirschberger, also known as Bonus Saves, has collaborated with a youth group to create art that stresses how important language can be in talking about mental health.
A little back, please.
On Wednesday, Hirschberger and the teens were setting up their installation in the Park Trade Center's Sanawax Gallery. They're high school students from a group called Calling All Youth.
Group of 15 to 17-year-old youth who have mental health challenges that are interested in advocating for changes to help better support youth.
That's Christina Dristi. She's the Youth Involvement Coordinator for Advocacy Services for Kids, the organization that created Calling All Youth. El Mahdi is a sophomore with bipolar disorder. He says the group painted the three panels in the installation black and then wrote hurtful words about people with mental disabilities in white.
We took them from our personal disabilities and how we were treated and stereotypes and stuff like that.
It was just like negativity, like teachers stubborn, crazy, hard, destructive.
That's Jamie. She's a junior in high school.
Calling All Youth has helped me by letting people know I have depression and it's not a problem, so I can talk to people about it and be upfront about it, that I'm not also angry all the time.
And there we go.
How do we look?
Right there.
This is the kind of program that Bonus Saves loves to work with. Bonus Saves was Patrick Hirschberger's moniker back when he was more of a street artist in Chicago.
It took me a while once I moved back to Kalamazoo to really find myself and how I wanted to use the art form that I felt comfortable with in Chicago, using the streets. And around here, vandalism isn't really a priority for art form. And so I wanted to look at a way of using a positive way where you can still display your work and involve other people. And the more and more I use my art with other people, their ideas come out in my artwork.
After the kids wrote negative words on the installation, Hirschberger painted a large positive word on each of the panels in stylized bubble letters. Altogether, it reads, "Restore, discern, amend." Hirschberger says these words won't fix discrimination, but they give people with mental disabilities strength and help others accept them into their lives.
It's about, realizing that there are all of these things, there are all these roadblocks in our lives that are always going to be there, and they're in high school right now. Wait till college happens, wait till the workforce happens, wait till all these other things, come up. So many people deal with not finding a job or not having a home or having family that just drops out of their life, or friends that do the same thing. It can be devastating for people. And so, how do you pick yourself up? There needs to be people and communities that are understanding and are there for people that fall through the cracks. And a lot of times people in mental health fall through the cracks. These are people that we live right next to. These may be our family members. This may be a person down the street. This may be someone in our school, in our church. It doesn't matter. We're all here. And we need to be kind to each other because everybody has a different situation.
My name's Tasha, and I'm in 9th grade. I'm dyslexic, and I've had a lot of trouble with school and having the teachers understand what dyslexia is. And I also have another form of dyslexia, which is known as dysgraphia, which makes my penmanship really bad.
What does it mean to you to put up these things that are, more positive words about mental health?
I think it gives me some strength to do what I believe in.
You can see the mental health installation by Patrick Hirschberger and the teens from Calling All Youth at today's Kalamazoo Art Hop. It'll be at the Park Trade Center's Sanawax Gallery. The main reception is from 5 to 9.